Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. My guest will return with me in just a moment. John Ratz will talk more about gate, but right now we're going to talk about, I don't know, windows, doors, fences, anything to do with Aries. I don't think windows, doors, or fences have anything to do with Aries, but Aries does have to do with the current phase of the Zodiac, and Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com is with us to share with us all of the various aspects, or as many as we can get in a few minutes, of Aries. And first of all, what is Aries in terms of the symbol?
The constellation is the ram.
The ram.
The ram, and it's very, very, it's a very, very powerful sign. It's very forceful, very clear, very decisive. One of the things I love about Aries is it's rarely confused or muddled. You know, it's usually pretty clear, and it's usually fearless. It's usually on a mission.
Can we say pushy?
Well, many signs are that.
Okay, okay.
But Aries isn't so much pushy because they really don't care what you think. Yeah, they're more
like
you're more likely to get trampled underfoot than you are to get pushed around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I like that.
Yeah,
that's very good.
So Aries is usually the leader of the army. You know, they're the one giving the commands. You really don't get a vote.
Yeah, and speaking of which, I actually have a guest coming up in a few weeks. I'm hoping that we're actually going to talk about leadership, especially coming in the in these new days,
right?
As we've entered 2013 and the new
phase.
Yeah,
we need new leadership models.
Oh, and big time.
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah.
Now I know a lot of people are, and I want to tie this into Aries. I know a lot of people are quoting The Art of War, that particular book series, which I happen to have a copy of and I've never read. And it's very interesting about how it's not our modern day concept of what the rules of war are or the way to fight a battle. I think the bottom line is really, if you can avoid it at all costs, do so. This is not about how to fight somebody. This is how to negotiate through in more, shall we say, civilized ways.
The new leadership models or the art of war?
The art of war.
You lost me here.
The art of war.
Actually, you know, what I've read of it, and I haven't read the whole thing, is the bits that I've read that I find really fascinating,
mm-hmm,
that are awesome leadership models are really about situational awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of
That's
the things they say is like, know your enemies or your opponents' strengths and weaknesses, which is just smart.
Yes.
When you're negotiating or when you're at war or when you're working with another vendor or a lot of business people use,
mm-hmm,
this,
mm-hmm,
and it's recommended reading in a lot of. And a lot of it's really just about situational awareness. Know your opponent or the people you're working with. Know the lay of the land, because they're also often geographic assets and liabilities.
And these are good.
The same as know the market.
And these are good traits for Aries to have.
Oh, yeah. Aries has an innate ownership of that. Aries learned that lifetimes ago. And usually with someone with a lot of Aries, they mastered that in other lifetimes, and they have other life lessons now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So
yeah.
Aries, the time frame, calendar-wise, started and ends when?
Well, this, it varies a little bit from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Aries started on Wednesday, March 20th, and it goes to Friday, April 19th,
okay,
where the sun moves into Taurus.
Okay, and then we'll deal with that at that particular point. Again, another rather stalwart, if you will.
Attribute. Now, Taurus can be pushy.
Yeah,
and Taurus cares about the relationship, and Taurus can be pushy. Yeah.
When somebody were to give you a call or send you an email saying, "Hey, I need some advice. I need some counsel," do you start from that point? Okay, I need your birth date. And you start working on a chart, or is there something more specific that you deal with? What issues do you want to talk about, kind of thing?
Well, it depends on the nature of the call.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but that is always a part of it. Mm-hmm. I also always tune in to the spirits, the angels, ancestors, guides, and guardians that are around the person. Whatever's going on with their auric field. So there's like three layers for me.
Great. All right. Well, fantastic. Want to let people know they can get in touch with you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And we do make these little segments available on a separate page that people can get to on RichardDugan.com so they can listen to them again. Or go to your website, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, or they can give you a call at 963-0842. That's 963-0842. Beth, we'll talk to you next week more about Aries.
Yes, and also they can like me on Facebook. I am now like functioning on Facebook. Thank you very much.